Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Dang, talk about firebombing a marketplace. This Power of Provocation report is one part stat, one part story, and two parts in-your-face inflammatory language. Yes, yes, indeed, these folks practice what they preach about visceral B2B marketing. Now, I don't know how effective this piece was in generating leads, but I do think that this in-your-face style has a specific place in the market. Here's where this brand voice works. First up, this works when the call to action or the goal is broadly aspirational. In this case, no boring marketing. The call for less jargon and hedging our bets is something most of us could agree on, and that agreement takes the approach to be less confrontational. It's kind of like rooting for your favorite team. We give more free passes from those we like or agree with. Now, this style also works where our credibility precedes us. Places where we're already known and respected will better accept some brash vocabulary. A great example here is a speaker whom 75% of the audience already knows and loves. The 25% who are unfamiliar will follow the lead of the majority. Again, it's human nature. And finally, this style works where it is expected. In environments that are seen as provocative, innovative, brash, there's an expectation going in, and that makes folks go along with a whole lot more. The element of surprise drives a lot of negative responses, and these environments take that out. So yes, this choice is risky. There needs to be a balance that promotes the style. In this report, it's stats and stories. When done in the right places, the brash approach does grab the spotlight by the collar. Not only does it get attention, but it also keeps it. And as the report notes, anger and anxiety does drive action. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.